This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim is progressing smoothly. Polling for the 60 seats in Arunachal Pradesh and for 32 seats in Sikkim was held on the 19th of April, simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. The trends show the BJP is set to retain power in Arunachal Pradesh, while the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha is heading towards a clean sweep in Sikkim. In Arunachal Pradesh, results have been declared for 44 seats so far, out of which the BJP has bagged 37 seats, National People's Party 3, People's Party of Arunachal 2, and an independent got one seat. Nationalist Congress Party has also got one seat. The latest trends available for 16 seats show so far the Bharatiya Janata Party is leading in 8, National People's Party ahead in 3, Nationalist Congress Party in 2, Independents in 1, and Congress in 1. The BJP has already secured victory in 10 seats unopposed in the state assembly polls. Prominent faces among them are Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main. In Sikkim, results have been declared for 21 seats so far, out of which Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM has won 20 seats. The Sikkim Democratic Front SDF has secured a win, marking its first victory in the current election in the state. Incumbent State Chief Minister and SKM President Prem Singh Tamang has won from Rehnok constituency while he is leading in Soreng Chakung seat. Former Chief Minister and SDF President Pawan Kumar Chamling is trailing from both Poklok Kamrang and Namche Myung seats. SKM candidate and State Assembly Speaker Arun Kumar Upreti is leading in Arithang constituency. SDF candidate Tenzing Norbu Lamta registered win over Kunga Nima Lepcha of SKM from Shiari constituency. According to the latest trend for 11 seats, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM is ahead in 11. The newly floated Citizen Action Party CAP and BJP candidates are trailing in all seats. The term of two assemblies in the northeastern state is coming to an end today. Congress has rejected the exit poll figures for the Lok Sabha election 2024 issued by several private TV news channels and other agencies ahead of counting on Tuesday. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said that the exit poll is completely bogus. He reiterated that the Indy Alliance is going to get a minimum of 295 seats. Mr. Ramesh said that all party leaders conducted a state-wise analysis and concluded that they will secure 295 seats. He alleged that the exit poll results are just a psychological game of the BJP, which is trying to create psychological pressure on our leaders and workers to shatter our confidence, but it will not happen. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold 7 meetings today. The meetings will be held on a wide range of topics. Sources said the first meeting is to be held to review the post-cyclone situation, especially in the states of the northeast. Then Mr. Modi will hold a meeting to review the heat wave situation in the country. He will also hold a meeting to review the preparations to celebrate World Environment Day on a large scale. A long brainstorming session to review the agenda for the 100-day program will also be held by Mr. Modi. India Today dispatched humanitarian assistance to Cuba. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a consignment of 90 tons of 9 Made in India Active Pharmaceutical Ingredients APIs has left Mundra Port for Cuba. In Punjab, 2 goods trains collided near New Sirhind Railway Station in Fatehgarh Sahib district on Ludhiana-Ambala main track in the wee hours today. 2 drivers of these trains were injured and are stated to be serious. Both of them have been admitted in Patiala Hospital. India Meteorological Department IMD has said isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over northeast India and south peninsular India during the next 3 to 4 days. The Weather Department also forecast a gradual fall in maximum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest and east India during the next 2 days and over central India during the next 5 days. However, IMD said heatwave conditions are very likely in Delhi, East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Bihar and Odisha today and in isolated pockets of Uttarakhand and Jharkhand till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.